By official count, the anti-drug operations in the Philippines, led by President Rodrigo Duterte, have killed 5,000 people. But according to Human Rights Watch, an additional 22,000 have been killed by unidentified gunmen or vigilantes. Some of those in the line of fire are the country's Catholic priests. Here's NPR's Julie McCarthy from Manila.
Father Albert Alejo stands elfin-like at a lectern, describing for the first time publicly the threatening texts he and five other priests and bishops have received.
Yung mga threats. Grabe yung mga capital letters.
Big capital letters cursing at me, saying that he'll kill me, Alejo says. Behind the priest flash screenshots of invectives that President Duterte has hurled at the Catholic Church. He's inveighed against greedy bishops, their quote-unquote stupid god, and openly encouraged people to rob, and in this remark in December, assassinate the clergy. These bishops, kill them. Those fools are good for nothing. All they do is criticize, he says. Duterte's hostility may spring from what he says was sexual abuse as a boy at the hands of a priest. But presidential spokesman Salvador Pinello tells me, don't take his tirades literally.
These are jokes. These are hyperbole. These are said in jest.
Pinello calls the death threats against the clergy the work of pranksters. But Father Alejo says the barrage of profane phone calls and curse-filled threats is menacing. One text message warned the targeted clergymen to prepare for their wake. Father Alejo travels on foot with no security. He declined the president's offer of police protection.
When you're out there, are you constantly looking over your shoulder?
Yeah. Right now, we're vulnerable.
A social anthropologist, Alejo first encountered Duterte during his Jesuit training in Davao City, on the country's southernmost island, where Duterte made his reputation as a strongman. Human rights advocates, including Alejo, say Mayor Duterte turned Davao into the country's, quote, safest city by killing criminals and drug addicts. But Alejo says the Get Tough on Crime platform swept Duterte to the presidency in 2016 when he scaled up the drug war, going after small-time peddlers and users.
Mostly very poor guys in rubber slippers, riding in tricycles. It's really very painful.
Arturo Lascañas, a police officer from Davao City, put a face to a grim rumor that had long swirled. He testified to the Senate in 2017 that he had been part of a death squad under then-Mayor Duterte and that it weighed on his conscience. The president denied sanctioning any such squad, and Lascañas fled overseas. Father Alejo says his work is now finding political sanctuary for such witnesses.
Those who can reveal the truth, the dark, stinking truth behind this whole administration.
Father Flavi Villanueva says ever since he held a forum on extrajudicial killings, he's been under surveillance. 2.5 years later, he now has death threats, and masked men skulk around his center for the homeless. Flavi notes that 3 priests were killed in the span of 6 months last year, with none of the cases solved.
One might even ask, so what does that got to do with Duterte? My point simply is, he created a culture that it's okay to kill.
Flavi says Duterte's lambasting of Catholic clergy, unique among Philippine presidents, has polarized the church. He says many priests and nuns bind up the wounds of families traumatized by the drug war, but quietly, for fear of putting their life on the line. Father Alejo says the clergy has been intimidated into silence.
Worse than that, some bishops, some priests, and even some sisters felt that maybe we should give this guy a chance. Who are we to judge the way he tries to cleanse society?
For President Duterte, the sexual abuse scandal in the church provides license to condemn it for hypocrisy, which many Filipinos hail. But Father Alejo says despite its own sins, the church must find its voice, even as it's being maligned. He says the killing in the drug war is the moral issue of the day.
And we cannot survive just by keeping our mouth shut.
In a country where 86% identify as Catholic, Alejo says the institution of the church has a reach like no other and an obligation like no other.
the heaviest burden and responsibility of finding out the truth.
As for his own predicament, Father Alejo says, some people pray for martyrdom. I'm not that pious, he says.
I don't. I don't want to be a martyr.
Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Manila.